Today we got me and Chris in the house. I mean, it's just me and him. And if you listen to our E3 exclusive, it's just me and him on that one. Today's been a little crazy. I think we both just woke up, really.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Chris just came over here after, he got up. And I woke up while he was buzzing at my door. So, we got that going on. For today's news, we have Nintendo being sued for over their Joy-Cons being faulty.
Really?
Yeah, and the one thing that crossed my mind about that type of shit was like, okay, if it's like one person suing Nintendo, you got to realize that it's you're going up against battle. You know, you're going to be facing a whole Nintendo
right
legal team. But apparently, this is a big lawsuit.
Is this like multiple people that are suing them?
I think it's multiple people suing
okay
Nintendo over this. So just before we started, I know, Chris, you were saying something about Red Dead and having an update.
Yeah, I had looked at one of the sites, and they were talking about possibly, it's kind of rumor news right now, but they're looking at having an update for Aliens. I know the original had Undead.
Yeah.
Or Zombies. So I just think that's very interesting that they want to continue. Rockstar wants to bring an update like that.
Right, and we also saw that Grand Theft Auto 5 has just gotten an update with diamonds.
Yeah, the casino.
The casino.
Yes, that looks like that'd be good.
I'm actually kind of fascinated with the update from GTA. But I didn't get to play much of the last one with the nightclubs and stuff like that.
Right.
So we get that going on, and let's see. I think that's pretty much it for the news, isn't it?
Yeah, for the most part.
Unless you got something else.
Nah, not really.
All right. We'll try and keep you guys updated on the legal battle, on Nintendo's side. as far as that goes, I mean, there should be a clear-cut winner or loser pretty soon here. We'll find out in the weeks coming. Probably not the next episode, but there will be updates coming out.
Okay.
As far as topic discussion today, we are going to be talking about... That's all, folks. We're going to be talking about games we missed out on, either growing up or currently, that we have not played. And, I mean, a lot of people are going to be like, what? You've never played that? One of them I've really wanted to play, and Alan, thank you for play sharing with me, because I finally got to download one of them. And I've always wanted to, but there's a reason why, like, some people are probably screaming at the top of their lungs, why aren't you mentioning this game name? And honestly, it's because of the pure fact I probably haven't played it. All right. So, Chris, what's your first major one that you're like, I'm sorry, I missed out on this?
So, everyone knows I've played Fallout series, but one of the games I did not play, which kind of brought out these new games that we have with Fallout, kind of became that staple in the series was Fallout 3.
Fallout 3.
Which I know at the time was very, very...
It was very different from Fallout, Fallout 2. I got to play Fallout 3. It was actually an amazing game. It was very expansive for the time. I mean,
right. So what's the whole concept behind that? Because I know I've played the fourth game and I've played a little bit of New Vegas, so I have a basic understanding. I have a little bit of history, I understand, but
so
what's the basic concept of that game?
So you find yourself, you know, as a child first, you know, you're born into a vault.
Okay.
101.
Okay.
Vault 101 was, you know, the, if you go back and look at the experiments, Vault 101 was supposed to be the vault that was never supposed to be opened.
Uh-huh.
It was supposed to stay sustained forever and never be opened. So you find yourself in this vault, right?
Okay.
You know, you go through school and blah, 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 so on and so forth. And then one day, your dad disappears.
Oh, wow.
He escapes. So you're like, oh, shit, I'm going to go find him. And that is pretty much the premise of, like, why you're going out. Okay. So that was actually a really cool thing. we had it had a lot of side missions, like any Bethesda game, really.
Right.
So also had its very own bugs, too, you know? Those quirky things about Bethesda. I didn't realize at the time that Fallout 3 and Oblivion, which we were kind of playing simultaneously with,
okay,
was owned by the same company until, like, you know, Bethesda pops up on the screen and it's like,
wait a second.
This is going to be good.
Yeah.
You know. As far as that goes, I mean, that's Fallout 3. If I was to say, for me, one of the bigger games that I probably... Everybody's going to be like, dude, you got a gaming podcast and you've never played this? I talked to a couple of people and they're like, yeah, I mean, ain't that big of a deal. And then I got other people that are like, what, you've never played that? I have never played any of the Zelda games, ever.
Really?
Really, really, man.
I feel like, I think I played one, maybe.
So we're kind of in the same boat on that one.
Yeah.
I'd
say that's Nintendo, and
I mean,
I ended at N64. I think a lot of Nintendo games came around that time or after.
Yeah.
I want to say.
Yeah, you were kind of... Nintendo 64, as much as, you know, we had an okay system there, in my opinion, it just didn't feel like it had enough games for what it was.
Right.
I think they were stuck in, like, a Nintendo gap they needed to jump over.
Yeah. Kind of like last gen.
Like last gen?
No, I'm just saying that's how they was treated. Like they were like still in the last generation.
Oh, yeah. Because then at that point you had PlayStation that was way ahead of its time, but it picked up. And then you had Sega Genesis, which... I mean, not Sega Genesis. Sorry. Dreamcast.
Yes.
Dreamcast was light years ahead of what it was supposed to be. You know, I mean, if you look at the graphics compared to the PS1 or PlayStation, if you will. So, PS1 and, You got PS1, you got the Sega Dreamcast, and you got the Nintendo 64.
Mm-hmm.
And Nintendo's still like a main household staple. And I mean, that's why you got like that's still being produced. But you only get like, I mean, the graphics were all right, but they weren't on par between PlayStation and Dreamcast. Dreamcast had the graphics.
The graphics.
I mean, look at it. It was like PS2, mid PS2 era graphics. I mean,
oh, wow.
we're talking, dude. Yeah, these were fantastic graphics for the time. And PlayStation couldn't touch that, and Nintendo couldn't touch that. It was just that people didn't like the idea.
Right.
And being that was the downfall of Sega, which is sad because apparently that was an amazing console. And just think, if it actually took off, we would probably be more talking Sega and PlayStation instead.
Instead of Nintendo.
And Nintendo would be doing what Sega does, is make video games instead, you know?
Right.
Who knows? I mean, in an alternate universe, we got that going on. But, moving on from there.
I'll pull another one from my list. Another one that came out, I think this was PS2, PS3 type era, was the Uncharted series. I know that was a huge hit back.
It came out for the PS3.
Three, right?
Yeah. I'm sorry. And I remember, I think you had it on your PlayStation, or it came with your PlayStation 3.
No, I didn't.
No?
I did not have it. I've never played it. I did buy it on a sale, and I have it on my PlayStation 4. I just haven't played it. It's just sitting there.
Right. I heard, you know, if I talked about it in the last episode, that Metal Gear is one of the big like staples.
Yes.
For PlayStation. I would say also Uncharted is one of those other staples.
Mm-hmm.
Of PlayStation, where, you know, they show off the graphics, they show off, you know, all sorts of mechanics. And stuff like that. But I am also in that boat. I have never played any of the Uncharted series. I don't feel like I missed out that much, because, you know, it's another action-adventure game.
Yeah. No, it's from Naughty Dog, and I know they stopped making the Jack and Dexter series to go to Uncharted.
Yeah.
If I'm correct.
Yeah, because Jack and Dexter kind of fell off after...
Mostly after the after third game?
The third game, because I know we were switching consoles by that point.
Yeah.
We were switching consoles by the time Jack and Dexter 3 came out. I think that's why we see a lot of fall off of certain games. Mm-hmm. As much as like we take into consideration that certain gaming consoles, okay, they release this certain gaming console.
Right.
Brand new, it's on the shelves. They expect a 3-month to 6-month gap, pretty much, from when that hits the shelf to when people actually start buying it.
Correct. I know you were talking about it, but you don't. Yeah, a lot of people don't have the money to spend $400 or $500 on a new console.
No.
So you have that period of time where people go out and eventually buy it. And then you see that transition over.
Right. Going with that style of gaming, Me being a big Bethesda guy and stuff like that, yep. I mean, you would be like, okay, you like your adventure games, you like your hack and slash, you like your shoot 'em ups. But I've never played the Witcher series at all.
No, you have not. I have not either.
Massive. I know it's a massive game. Also, if you're going to be on that boat, you know, I have never played any of the Dark Souls series. Now I think about it.
That too, and they're pretty comparable.
Yeah. Right? Except for Dark Souls is like on steroids compared to Skyrim. Yeah. Skyrim or Oblivion. Apparently like Dark Souls is like the game if you like punishment. BDSM style gaming. It takes you prisoner and beats you. And you'd be like, I like that. But apparently, The Witcher is one of the big ones. So if everybody's like, dude, you've never played Witcher 3? No, hold on. I have it on my PlayStation currently. Thanks to Alan for play sharing. It is now on my console. I will be playing it eventually. And all I've heard is nothing but good things from that game.
That's good.
So I'm going to have to really, really check that one out.
Well, let me mention something about that. I don't know if you've heard, but Netflix is going to make a TV series.
Yes, I did.
With Henry Cavill?
Yep. So that's something that probably people want to check out. I know that, you know, I always talk about Castlevania all the fucking time. If you haven't checked it out, the storyline on Netflix about Castlevania is actually supposed to be like the prequel to Castlevania Symphony of the Night and the one just before that. The game just like timeline series-wise.
Okay.
The game that was just before that where you play Richter Belmont. They're following Simon Belmont.
Mm-hmm. I know I saw it. My sister is watching that. I saw a little bit about that series. That's pretty interesting.
It's actually really good. So, I like the first season a lot more than I like the second season, but I'm not going to spoil it. It was a good watch.
Good.
So what else you got on that list there, Chris?
All right. So we both have it down. We have not played the original Red Dead Redemption, even though we played the second game.
I mean, in my eyes, it was almost making sure the second one wasn't tarnished.
Right.
Which is kind of cool, because it's like the big reveal of, you know, everything going to shit. If you haven't played it and you're a PC user, you might want to stop listening right now. Spoiler alert. But, yeah.
So, don't worry about me. I'm in the final act, but I have an idea what's going on.
Okay.
So, I'm not worried about spoiling anything. I'll still have a good time no matter what.
The shit hitting the fan.
Mm-hmm.
And then you, yeah, it was like, whoa, what the fuck just happened? You know, just shit hitting the fan. And he didn't know about, you know, the gang splitting up and stuff like that. what's the dude's name? The main dude's not Arthur, but the head of the gang.
Oh, the gang there?
Yeah.
Oh crap! What's his name?
Oh,
I'm losing my train of thought.
Oh, shit. Dutch,
yes. Vanderbilt or whatever?
Yeah, Vanderbilt. Yeah, Dutch losing his fucking mind and being like, I got a plan.
Well, you can see
just got to trust me.
Well, you can see that throughout the whole time, even where I'm now, where it's like, oh, crap, this is not going to go well. He's losing his marbles.
Oh, yeah, and he is totally full of shit, too.
Oh, yeah, because I'm at the point where you break John Marston out of prison. I just finished that.
You just finished breaking John Marston out of prison?
Like, I still have a lot to go.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But there's a lot of shit I can see what's going on.
There's going to be some points where you're going to be like, what the fuck? So I won't tell you anything going on there. But actually, it was kind of nice to play the story in, you know, storyline. So that was kind of cool. And then online's supposed to take place before all of that actually happened. So, I mean, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. You mean just like GTA Online?
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, if I'm correct, the way that was designed, GTA Online was supposed to occur beforehand. So it'd be like 6 months to 1 year.
Oh, no shit.
Technically.
Cool. What else do I got on that list there?
Final Fantasy X I've got for you.
Final Fantasy X I actually got to play a little bit of. I have a story with that one, but sorry to my current, but if my ex is listening for some odd reason, I am not sorry for what I did.
Oh, God.
As far as this goes, I have played a little bit of Final Fantasy X. Nothing to where I was like, I got actually interested in it.
So it's like maybe you played the first couple hours and then you're like, eh.
Yeah, and then I helped out on certain things that if she couldn't get it, you know, type of thing.
Right.
So little backstory. My ex-girlfriend, I got it for her birthday, for PlayStation 3. Right. And then she eventually got me the PS4, which is nice. But so one day, you know, I'm, you know what, this would be a good point to leave you on a cliffhanger. So we're going to take a break real quick here. And we're back.
We are back.
So one of the, I was telling a story before we went on break here, about Final Fantasy X. Final Fantasy X, great game, have nothing, just couldn't get into it. And then we were talking about how I got it from my ex, right?
And right.
It was, you know, or had my PlayStation 3 and a lot of it, we were moving down to North Carolina, and she quit her job. We moved down to North Carolina, and I think there was a 3-month gap where I was still up here and she was still down there, right? And then I moved down there for about 3 months, got a phone call, had to move back up, you know. And then worked there for 3 months, and she was down there.
Jeez.
Well, I'm still, you know, but she's unemployed the entire time, right? So, you know, you got 9 months of playing a fucking game. She beat the game, and then it was the remastered version. So she got the European or the advanced Sphere Grid. If you have no idea what the hell I'm talking about, just it's really not that important unless you're playing that game. All right. It's your skills and abilities and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, you have to earn certain things to fucking fill out that sphere grid. Well, of course, the cat. I don't know in the playback or if you can hear that. That was my cat, Jack. But, I mean, she had damn near filled this thing out. Like, she had everybody following each other on the sphere grid, moving closer and closer to the middle and stuff like that. Like, she got everybody together, you know, filled out everybody's branches, and then started her working her way in. Mm-hmm. I mean, it had to be, like, probably 10 steps away from, I mean, probably another 3, 4, 5 days.
Yeah.
She could have just grinding, like, the entire time. She could have probably filled out the entire sphere grid.
Damn.
Right? Like, we're not talking that much longer.
Right.
We broke up. And, I had no interest in playing the game, and she took the actual hard copy that I gave her for her birthday or Christmas, and, I deleted all the information.
Jeez.
And if you're like, Andy, she could have accessed her account and downloaded it back onto the PlayStation 3 if she had internet access, and, I was like, No, she can't.
Damn.
You know why? Because I deleted it off her account.
Did you delete the account?
No. I deleted it off my PlayStation. I did not delete her actual account.
Got it.
But the information was soaking up space on my PlayStation, and it was just like, well, if I delete it off of hers, it takes everything off.
Right.
You know. Not a big deal. She's had more than like 2 years to recover, so whatever.
There you go.
I mean, a little scumbaggy of me, but you know, I didn't. My stuff's my stuff. But yeah. What else we got on that list over there?
Let's see. We've got a last one. I've got two for you. Two that I have is Kingdom Hearts 2, which I know you talk a lot about, the original Kingdom Hearts.
Yep. I've never played the second, and I have not. Well, I don't have the third yet either. I played the Nintendo game Chain of Memories. But there was another one that came out with a bunch of numbers. Like, if I could even remember what the hell it was called, it would be a miracle. Because it's like 360 / something bullshit. I don't know. Number.
Wait, with Final Fantasy? I mean, not Final Fantasy.
Kingdom Hearts. Kingdom Hearts? Yeah, there's like, honestly, there's five to six games in the series, and after one it got crazy, and then it did Chain of, one was good, Chain of Memories kind of sucked, in my opinion. Two came out, Bob beat the shit out of that game. Then I think this numbered one came out recently.
Is there?
Years ago, yeah. And then the third one just came out.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, we got a whole bunch of Kingdom Hearts games.
Is this Square Enix that does this?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a lot of Disney characters.
There's a lot of Disney characters. There's a lot of Final Fantasy characters. So.
Okay. Same company.
Got it. Yeah. Square Enix is the Final Fantasy company, you know, if you will.
Okay. The last one I've got is Super Mario 64.
For you?
For you, actually.
I've played it. Let's get that one straight. I've played it, but I've never beaten it.
Right?
I've never gone from, you know, the start to finish. Banjo-Kazooie's kind of the same way. Never start to finish. I've played them. It's just never been in great length.
The last ones that I have, I've got down Castlevania, which
I tried to let you play that, but you take too long.
Yes, and damn work.
You could always download it on your PS3. We talked about this. It's only a few bucks.
I've got Dead Space and Donkey Kong, actually.
Now that you say that, I've never played Donkey Kong. Dead Space, on the other hand, I have played a little bit of it. I've been through the entire storyline of the first one and most of the second one.
Okay.
And that one is an actual tough one to get through.
Is it?
Dead Space? Oh, yeah. When Deborah was saying it's like an adrenaline high the entire time, it is an adrenaline high the entire time. There is no comfort zone. And when I told you, you know how like save points are usually pretty safe in every game?
Right.
Not this one.
You're looking behind your back at all times. You are...
And it's still not safe. It's still not safe. If you look at videos of playing that game, there is points where you could be, like, literally walking through the room and, like, say, in this case, you know, you got the flickering lights and blah, 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 and you only get, like, this little bit of scope of what you can really see, and then it's like you're walking through the room, and then one of those fucking assholes comes out and starts hacking at you.
Jesus.
You know, you're panic shooting half the time. Yeah. And if you played that game and you weren't scared, you're full of shit the first time. Okay. If you weren't like, at one point or another in that game at least once,
there's something wrong with you.
You didn't play that game. You're a liar, okay? That is like Jump Scare City, and it's like, oh, fuck. At some points, it's like, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck. And, right. You know, you get like minuscule health bar.
Of course.
I mean, it's doable. But the entire time it is like you are always on edge and it sucks. And I don't do well with those types of games where I'm always on edge.
But yeah, that's what we got for our list. I don't know if there's anything else you want to add or anything
else you want to talk about. Let's take another quick break here. We'll come back and talk about some other stuff. Probably some plans and stuff like that. You know, sell our ideas on Facebook and blah, blah, blah. So we'll come right back real quick. And this is probably where I'm going to put my ad. And we're back to Easy Listening Podcast. No, I'm just kidding. Welcome to Rage Game. We were talking about games that we missed out on. I don't think there's some games out there, like I said, where, you know, I wish I had played. I know Chris has had a few.
Yep.
As far as it goes, a lot of these games, you know, these are bigger titles. I know there's a bunch of, like, smaller titles we missed out on. Like, for me, Legend of Dragoon was a PS1 or PS2 game that I missed out on. I mean, we could go through probably if we sat down and like watched videos or, you know, talked about, you know, a bunch of like higher end titles. We could probably go on for days about this. I know I've missed out on quite a few games out there. If you think that there's some games I didn't touch on or haven't talked about, and you're like, dude, you need to play this game, let me know, because I probably haven't played the game or played any form of that. And that goes for, you know, everything from PC to PlayStation. I don't have an Xbox, but my sister does, so, you know, me and Deb could always download something like that. Let me know. Also, if you want, like, game reviews and stuff like that, let me know. Like, here, try this game out. I want to hear what you think about it. Or I've played this game and, you know, whatnot. Let us know. You know, tell us on Facebook. Join the Patreon. Patreon will get us one. First off, we're going to try and come up with maybe some stickers or something along the lines of, you know, supporting the Patreon. Mm-hmm. As far as that goes, that'll probably even put us out there for game downloads and stuff like that, so we can get you guys reviews. And you know what? I might even do reviews on the Patreon or on here. I don't know yet. We'll discuss it more. But it's $1 a month. I probably won't put a tier system in there until we get more patrons. I know right. that you're on there.
I am the first patron.
Shout out to you, Chris, because you are the first patron on our Patreon. Thank you for the support, bud. No problem. Not like you haven't supported this channel enough.
Right.
Me and Chris split most of the cost down the middle of all our gear and stuff like that to actually get this podcast going. So Chris is actually taking up a little bit of the mantle here and one-upping me pretty well.
I try every once in a while.
I know you do. So if you want to be like Chris and help out the podcast, it will be greatly, greatly appreciated. This, like I said, will probably get us better gear, better game reviews, stuff like that. Give us different topics to talk about. And we will be putting out more exclusives. Like I said, I'm working on a bloopers episode, but as of right now, me and Chris actually had a clean, nice clean time this time. So, I mean, yeah. A little less stuff that's got to go on there, which kind of sucks because
we didn't screw up too much this
time
around.
We didn't screw up, so.
Or we didn't go on tangents like our Florida topic.
Yeah, we will be putting part of that out on the Patreon, but I will be editing out some of my insensitive joke in there. Like I said, I won't be mentioning what I said. It was very distasteful. But you probably could pick up on the topic, and I will be putting a disclaimer in that one because obviously, it's not appropriate.
Right.
Also, like I said, join us on Facebook and like us / follow us on either Facebook or Instagram at Rage Game Network. If you really want to follow us on Twitter, there's not much there, but it's Rage, RAGE, Network.
Well, one. Rage Game Network 1.
1.
Well, yeah. The cape.
And NETWOR 1. So, you know, Rage Network 1. So, I mean, I'm going to try and fix that so we don't, so it's, there's no mess up with that, because if you go to Rage Game Network, there is somebody that is using that and probably going to do RGN podcast or RGN.
Just to simplify it.
Simplify it so everybody can find us easier on Twitter.
Okay.
As far as that goes, I just got our confirmation email finally from Apple Podcast. So if
I saw that.
Like us and follow us on, you know, rate us on iTunes. We would really, 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 really appreciate that. They will get more listeners to our podcast. Also, I found out on our Anchor podcast, because we can look at who's listening. There's a person in New York City listening to us. Hi, welcome to the podcast. Oh, wow. You know, shout out to you, man. Like I said, follow us on Facebook. You know, it would be greatly appreciated. If you want to support our podcast, you know, go to Patreon or Anchor, and you can, you know, put some money towards this podcast, and it would really, really, really help. And if you don't want to do that, spread the word. Let other people know about us. Because, you know, the more listenership we get, the better this channel gets.
Absolutely. Right?
You know, the listeners make this podcast, essentially. Yep. We're a talk show, so a weekly talk show.
Yes.
So,
yeah, if you guys have any questions or there's anything you want to talk about, I would say definitely leave it in the Facebook group or Twitter or something so we can go back and take a look.
Yeah, we will be making a email for Rage Game for all the things, so you can probably email us pretty soon. But if you want to, you know, more closely email us, Chris is blah blah
267 at gmail.com. That's my
RGN.
RGN, I forgot. Yeah. RGN after the 267.
So it's say the whole thing all at once.
It's gonna be blah blah 267 RGN at gmail.com.
And then my email, if you ever want to get in contact with me at all for some odd reason, I don't know why. is Rick Ross 111, so 111 RGN at gmail.com as well. So keep that in mind.
Keep that in mind. Also, I'm on PlayStation.
Yeah.
If you guys are on PlayStation and you want to play games with us, the blah blah 267 is my username. So you can actually reach out to me and we'll.
Yes, and that is how it's spelled. It's
B-L-A-H
267. So if you ever want to reach out to Chris and play with him on PlayStation, what games are you currently playing so people know?
I've been playing, let's see, I've been everywhere. A little bit of Division, a little bit of Destiny here and there.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Destiny, we still have our clan still open.
Yep.
The clan's kind of smaller than it was, like I said before. Our clan used to be gigantic. Obviously after Forsaken came out, we lost a lot of clan members because we didn't have anybody playing anymore.
Right.
But we do still have our clan up and running. So that would be a great place to, you know, join us and be part of the Rage Game Network family.
Yeah.
So
absolutely. I'd take anyone.
Yeah. Chris is admin for that. Well, admin. He is the creator, if you will, through that, but
right.
He knows the truth behind that. If you really want history on our clan, you can ask him. Or you can send a message on the clan page.
Destiny 2 app there in the clan.
Yeah. And I will definitely answer those questions. Because as much as I'm not playing that game anymore, I am still active in our clan as a member and admin.
Yep.
Anything else you want to, you know, pitch? Anything that, you know, you're excited for?
No. I mean, work's been kind of keeping me away from doing a lot of things, so I haven't really looked into anything. I haven't found anything that I'm, like, interested in playing coming up here yet.
Right, right.
There's just a lot of looking at the games I have right now and seeing what updates are coming out.
Right, okay.
I know Division 2 just came out with some big update I just saw, but I haven't really looked into it.
Yeah, like I said, we will be working on our email and stuff like that. And, yeah, big news about the iTunes. So, that's, you know, subscribe and like us, or give us 5 stars, if you will.
Follow us. I know on Spotify, a lot of guys listen to Spotify.
Yeah, A lot of people are listening to Spotify. So if you're on Spotify, you know, subscribe to our channel or follow us on our channel. Or wherever you're getting your podcast needs fulfilled. So, put us to subscribe, rate us, you know, something, so we can get this podcast rolling. And thank you to you guys. And remember, if you rage it, we game it.